This is Randy Thompson from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Music Review. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. For the next half hour, I shall be reading articles about music from such sources as the New York Times, the News and Observer, The Week Magazine, Rolling Stone, and Entertainment Weekly. Music Review is designed to provide the latest coverage of classical folk, jazz, blues, rock, country, and pop music news. But first, these musical trivia questions. Our musical trivia questions come to us from the websites brownielocks.com and womansday.com. Question number one. What's the name of the movie starring Judy Garland and Fred Astaire that features the Irving Berlin song about In Your Easter Bonnet with All the Frills Upon It and On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue? What is that 1948 movie's title? Is it A, The Greatest Story Ever Told, B, Easter Parade, C, Here Comes Peter Cottontail, or D, The Broadway Melody? And question number two, in some European cities, it is the custom to squirt this on people and exchange good wishes during the Easter holidays. Is that A, water, B, perfume, C, spices, D, wine, or E, a mixture of all of those above that you squirt on people in some European cities at Easter? The answers to these two important musical trivia questions will be given, as usual, at the end of today's program. Our transitions come to us from the website onthisday.com, and today, quote-unquote, is the weekend of April the 19th. Well, it was on this very day back in 1899 that composer Randall Thompson, no relation, by the way, was born. Harvard-educated Randall Thompson is best known for his choral, Alleluia. And it was 84 years ago today, 1935, that Your Lucky Hit Parade was first broadcast on radio. It aired for 24 years. 1935 today. Reba McEntire's Pink Guitar introduces our country music news. It's an article entitled Reba McEntire, Life, Love, and Starting Over. This is written by Nancy Crew, published in People magazine on the 15th of April, 2019. 4 years ago, the country queen was in the midst of an unexpected and painful divorce. Now, with a new album, she's opening up about finding love when she least expected it.
In the palm of her hands are screaming for more. She likes to play, she loves to ride. Yeah, she's closer to the bottom, but she's headed for the top. She's got a dream to be a star, dressed in black like a Johnny Cash with a playing guitar.
Reba McEntire is headed out the door of her Nashville headquarters, leaving behind a half-finished makeup session and a photographer in the middle of setting up. She's hungry, but also ready for a little private time. We're just going for a quick lunch, she says as she breezes toward the elevator with boyfriend Anthony Skeeter Lasuzzo. In a day packed with a People photo shoot, work commitments, and an appearance at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, who can blame McEntire for stealing a moment away? These days, the 64-year-old country star says she's intent on following her heart, especially after the work it took to mend it. Today, that once-shattering heartbreak is a distant memory. McIntyre met Lasuzzo, a soft-spoken retired oil geologist, in 2017, and she's proud to say we're totally in love. She's also totally busy. More than 40 years since the Oklahoma-born singer launched a musical career that would go on to feature such signature hits as Fancy and Somebody Should Leave, McIntyre is releasing her 29th studio album, Stranger Than the Truth, on April the 5th. She's also working to develop a new television series, a follow-up, to her 2001-7 run on the popular sitcom Reba, and preparing to make her 16th appearance as host of the Academy of Country Music Awards on April the 7th. After her marriage ended, McIntyre admits she didn't expect to be this in sync with anyone ever again. But it feels good, she says. I mean, this old heart still beating. She extends that passion to every other aspect of her life as well, including her new album. Resisting the temptation to chase current genre-bending trends in country, she has chosen instead to return to the fiddles, steel guitars, and twang of stone-cold country. I just really wanted to record what I grew up with, she says, of the 12 brand-new old-time songs on the album. Back in Oklahoma, my brother, Paik, and sister Susie and I would sing in dance halls and rodeos. You gotta have something you can dance to. But there are also songs to cry to, she says, and I can relate to them very well. Overcoming the pain of losing a partner who was just quote-unquote not happy, as she told Ellen, took a strength and faith. She found solace in making her 2017 Grammy-winning gospel album, Sing It Now, Songs of Faith and Love. With her new release, I'm able to sing about heartbreak because the healing was done on the gospel album. When you sing about a subject and get things out in the open, the darkness can't be the boss anymore. The light takes the scariness and the hurt away, so you're free. In her new life, McIntyre has also been enjoying the freedom to speak her mind. While appearing live on CBS This Morning in February to announce the ACM Award nominees, she saw that the 5 stars up for Entertainer of the Year were all men, and she didn't hold her tongue. That doesn't make me very happy, she said on air. There are some very talented women who are out there working their butts off. Even as host of this year's show, she has no regrets about that comment. Well, I was just saying what everyone else was thinking, she says. McIntyre has long been a champion of other female artists and still vividly recalls her own struggles 4 decades ago, trying to break into the traditionally male-dominated genre. Article skips down and ends with this. Thinking back over the highs and lows of the past few years, I'm thankful for where I am, she says, and I realize that anything can happen in the blink of an eye to change your circumstances. So to remain thankful and grateful for everything I have and can receive makes every heartache and hurtful thing that I've gone through seem like a book I've read. As for the future, McIntyre doesn't waste time on worry. Live for today, she says. Can't do anything about the past, and don't put your worries into tomorrow. Just think positive, and it will manifest. Yo-Yo Ma, performing Bach Cello Suite, introduces our classical music news. It's an article written by Amanda Jackson, published in CNN on April the 14th, 2019, entitled Cellist Yo-Yo Ma Plays a Concert at a U.S.-Mexico Border Crossing to Make a Point. Ma is one of the world's most celebrated cellists. He has performed for 8 American presidents and has received the National Medal of the Arts, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and the J. Paul Getty Medal Award, among other honors. In 2018, he embarked on his ambitious Bach Project, a plan to perform Bach's cello suites in 36 locations around the world. We live in a world of boundless possibility, but we also face daunting challenges, even to our very survival, Ma says about his Bach Project. I believe that during times of stress, confusion, and insecurity, we should share sources that offer comfort, purpose, and meaning. Bach does that. When his music touches us, it reconnects us to our common humanity. Ma's performance was planned as part of a Day of Action, a joint event involving Laredo and Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, to celebrate the common culture between the adjoining border cities. His appearance came as President Trump continues to pursue his goal of building a wall along the U.S. southern border. After the concert, Laredo Mayor Pete Saez presented Ma with a key to the city. It was truly an honor to host the greatest cellist in the world, Yo-Yo Ma, Saez says. His visit reminds us of how culture connects all of us. Ma's next scheduled stop on his Bach Project tour is Lima, Peru, on April the 30th. The Andrews Sisters' Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy introduces our jazz and swing music news. An article entitled The Andrews Sisters, American Singing Group, published by Richard Pagliardi, Encyclopedia Britannica. The Andrews Sisters singing trio, one of the most popular American musical acts of the 1940s. The group's renditions of swing tunes in close harmony sold millions of copies. The act was also hugely popular in live performances and in film. The sisters, Laverne, Maxine, and Patty, were born in Minneapolis, Minnesota between 1911 and 1918. The sisters' bold, brassy vocal style initially caused them to fail several auditions, but the women were determined to convey the effect of three trumpets. As Maxine Andrews recalled, "You get with an orchestra and you listen to three great trumpets playing, so we knew that this is the way you wanted to blend." Critic William Ruhlman observed that the Andrews' 1941 hit Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy was a perfect example of the way in which the Andrews sisters adapted their vocal lines to the sound of a horn chart. The Andrews Sisters' fame peaked during World War II. Nicknamed America's wartime sweethearts, they became great favorites of American troops overseas, performing in USO shows. They also appeared in a number of films, supporting and appearing in their own series of musical comedies. The trio's many hits from these years include Hold Tight, Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree, Rum and Coca-Cola, Beer Barrel Polka, and Accentuate the Positive. Their recorded performances were heard in the soundtracks of numerous movies, including Radio Days from 1987, Jacob the Liar from 1999, The Polar Express from 2004, and The Chronicles of Narnia from 2005. Offstage, the sisters' well-publicized feuds kept them in the gossip pages. As Patty Andrews said in 1985, The Andrews sisters really had only one big fight. It started in 1937, and it's still going. Though their fame declined in the post-war years, their act remained popular into the 1960s. Stricken with cancer, Laverne retired from the act in 1966 and died the following year. Following Maxine's death in 1995, Patty continued to perform, sometimes as a featured vocalist with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. It was an appropriate coda to her career, as the Andrews Sisters and the Miller Orchestra had embodied America's musical taste during the World War II years. And in music research and technology, we have this article written by Eric Jenkins, published on the 1st of April, 2019, in Fortune magazine. It's entitled, Media, Spotify's Podcast Play. Spotify's $340 million purchase of two podcasting companies, Gimlet Media and Anchor, is not just an attempt to dominate every facet of your audio experience, it's also about making the company profitable, finally. Music, the main reason users shell out $9.99 a month for a premium Spotify account, is largely controlled by record labels. That means royalties must be paid every time you play Lady Gaga or Cardi B. An impediment to Spotify's becoming a profitable company, despite its 200 million global users. Becoming its own record label isn't a workable solution, as Spotify would risk losing the music catalogs of huge artists on other labels. But if a user listens to a Spotify-produced podcast, the benefits are twofold: less money paid to licensing and an opportunity for advertising revenue. Simply put, Spotify wants you to listen to less music.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun.
The Zombies time of the season introduces our rock and pop music news. It's an article entitled My List: Five Songs That Shape My Youth. This is written by Rod Argent, and it's published in the April 2019 issue of Rolling Stone. The keyboardist, songwriter from the Zombies, who just entered the Rock Hall of Fame, reflects on songs that inspired him growing up. Elvis Presley, Hound Dog. I was 11 when I first heard this, and it completely spun my world around. I still think his voice sounds absolutely incandescent. The Beatles, Please Please Me. It was great being young when this came out. When it came on the radio, I stayed up all night waiting to hear it again. It was exciting. Ray Charles, Down in My Own Tears. This comes from a 1960 live album. I would lay on my back on the floor and just luxuriate in his fantastic, soulful singing. Spencer Davis Group, Georgia on My Mind. Steve Winwood sings this, and in a strange way, I prefer it to Ray Charles's original. It made me want to go and play myself. And then the Beach Boys, Good Vibrations. This was a big influence when I made Odyssey and Oracle. It made me feel like I could explore. And Time of the Season, the song playing in the background now, was on that album, Odyssey and Oracle.
Is it like me? Has he taken any time to show you why?
Celine Dion's A New Day introduces our local music news. It's an article entitled Celine Dion's Heart Will Go on Tour, and it's coming to North Carolina. This is published in the News and Observer on the 6th of April, 2019, by Jessica Banoff. Celine Dion is leaving Las Vegas. For the first time in 10 years, she's embarking on a North American tour, making two stops in North Carolina, the singer announced Wednesday. Those concerts aren't until 2020, however. The 40-city Courage World Tour, which kicks off in her native Canada this September, will make its way to the lower 48. She hits Charlotte's Spectrum Center on January 21, and then Raleigh's PNC Arena on February the 11th, 2020. The Associated Press reports that she also will release a new album in November titled Courage. Dion, known for hits like My Heart Will Go On, The Power of Love, and I'm Your Angel, has spent the past decade plus in Las Vegas at two different residences. While she has gone out on tour during that time, the AP says it's her first North American tour since 2009. According to the AP, Dia told an audience in Los Angeles on Wednesday that she felt ready to create new music following the 2016 death of her husband. Dion has had worldwide success with both her English and French albums. Tickets go on sale, by the way, on Monday, April 8th at 10 a.m. for members of the Team Celine fan club. And general tickets are on sale Monday, April the 12th at 10 a.m.
Let the rain come down and wash away my tears. Let it fill my soul and drown my fears. Let it shatter the walls for a new sun.
So how'd you do on today's musical trivia questions? Well, the answer to our first question, what's the name of the movie starring Judy Garland and Fred Astaire that features the Irving Berlin song about In Your Easter Bonnet with all the frills upon it and On the Avenue, Fifth Avenue? What's the name of that 1948 movie's title? Correct answer was answer B, Easter Parade. As noted in a 2006 IMDb.com review, for the only teaming of Fred Astaire and Judy Garland, Gene Kelly had to break an ankle playing touch football, although he told the studio it was in rehearsal. So Fred Astaire, who after another Irving Berlin musical extravaganza, got pulled out of retirement for this film. It was a happy accident for film fans. Easter Parade by this time had become the national anthem for Easter and enjoys a grand seasonal popularity as much as Irving Berlin's White Christmas. The Easter Parade, with women dressed in their finest, most tasteful frock, is still a New York tradition on Easter Sunday. So is this film. By the way, the Easter Bunny has long been a symbol of the Easter holiday. Though the exact origins of the fluffy, long-eared mammal is unknown, History.com reports that Americans started making nests and leaving colored eggs for a mythical rabbit in the 1700s. The tradition started when German immigrants settled here, bringing with them their tradition of an egg-laying hare called Osterhasse. The date of Easter Sunday is determined based on the cycles of the moon. According to BBC, Easter occurs on the first Sunday after the Paschal full moon, which is the first full moon on or after the spring equinox. So this year, Easter Sunday, this April the 21st. And the answer to our second question, in some European cities, it is the custom to squirt this on people and exchange good wishes during the Easter holidays. So what was it? Well, actually, the answer was B, perfume. In addition, it turns out that if you don't wear at least one new article of clothing on Easter, it is considered bad luck. It was a time to shed old clothes, clean out the fireplace, and renew. so it was considered bad luck if you didn't buy at least one new item of clothing, such as a hat or gloves. Finally, we learned that, not to be confused with Halloween, children in Finland dress up like witches at Easter and hop around the neighborhood in search of chocolate eggs and treats. Some even burn bonfires as a Nordic tradition to ward off witches during Holy Week. With all the sweet and brightly colored temptations facing us this coming weekend, it's important to resist eating too much, especially those milk chocolate bunny ears. Otherwise, you might end up like Peter Percival's pet pig Porky. Here's the Monkees with that musical memory.
Peter Percival Patterson had a pig named Porky. This pig named Porky loved pie. He loved pizza pie, pumpkin pie, pineapple pie, pizza pie, mince tarts. And Peter Percival Patterson's pig Porky loved pie for breakfast, pie for lunch, pie in the afternoon, and pie before he went to bed. Peter Percival Patterson's pig Porky ate so much pie that, do you know what he did? He popped.
Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Music Review, and as we leave you, remember these words. Kindness is a language which blind people see and deaf people hear. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week. I'm Randy Thompson, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Content of this program intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Music Review, readily available as a podcast after the broadcast in the TRRS website, TriangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have a suggestion for music to feature on this program, please leave a message for me, Randy Thompson, at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.